People say all the time, I can't close. I can talk to people all day, but I can't close them. How many of you have felt that? Myth number four, and this is the last one. Anybody can guess the last one? This is another really, begins with S. Who knows what it is? Any guesses? All right, I'll tell you what here is. Share. Okay, so that's this one. Let me tell you about this. People say all the time, I can't close. I can talk to people all day, but I can't close them. How many of you have felt that? Right? I can't close. I can talk to people all day, but I can't close them. Yes or no? Let me get some yeses or nos. Have you had that? Right? Because they'll say, I can talk all day, but I can't close. Okay, so let me explain what's going on. This is why this is really not your fault. You know, and I don't mean that. Some things are your fault, but this is not one of them. And here's why. We deny the industry, I don't, but the industry denies that it's in sales and marketing. Have you ever heard that? What do they say? Oh, no, you know, we don't sell, we share. So what's the deal? Okay, it's like recommending a restaurant. You just talk to people. I mean, you're just sharing. That's all you're doing. That's constant. That's what they have. Have you heard this? Oh, it's like recommending a restaurant. You just talk to people. That's all you do. You're just sharing. Just share. Who has heard that? And this is rampant. No company is exempt that I know of, right? So what happens is when you go, it's like recommending a restaurant. You're just sharing and doing all this stuff. When you do a recommending a restaurant, do you ever close anybody doing that? When you just talk to people, do you close them? When you, I don't know, when you share something like an ice cream, do you close them? Is this what we do? So of course, how in the world is anyone going to learn how to close, which is give me your credit card number and I'll get the thing for you, when none of these things that they say our business is doing involves any closing? Right? You tell them the restaurant and they go or they don't go. That's it. You just share like an ice cream. Well, that's it. Whoever talks about getting out the credit card, except when somebody, you know, takes advantage of you and doesn't pay, right? So the deal is, if we're not in getting paying customers, which means we're not in sales and marketing, the whole business is called network marketing, right? But of course, they want to say, remember, easy, anyone can do it. So, and everybody can do it. And since people don't like sales and don't like to think that they're salespeople or marketing people because they have this bad impression of it, we'll just pretend we don't do it. But then when you don't come home with paying customers, we'll say, well, how come you didn't sign anybody up? Well, right? I mean, if all you think you're doing is recommending a restaurant, what book do you need to read to learn how to recommend a restaurant? Why do you need to go to an annual recruiting training in Las Vegas to learn if all you're doing is recommending a restaurant? Why do you have to have any training to learn to recommend a restaurant, right? Or to share ice cream, or to just talk to people? There's nothing to learn. We already know all this stuff. So you see, by denying that there's anything, any skill involved in this industry, they don't teach any. And so everybody runs around without a single skill in the world on how to get a paying customer. And without that, you have no business. And without the business, you close, you quit. And that means you're stuck with the income that you've got with your job or what the government or whatever else you're doing, okay? This is why it's really doing a disservice. So how are you going to learn to close and get paying customers when they tell you you're not in sales? Yeah, they don't pay. That's right. And the other thing, you know, and this is, again, particularly a girl thing, if you're pretending that you're sharing, it makes it really stressful at the end of the lunch or the coffee when you finally have to ask somebody for a credit card. Because you say, well, you know, I lost all this weight and you're getting together, right? So let's get together at Starbucks or lunch for, I don't know, some college student friend of yours or something. And you tell her all about how you've lost all this weight. And she says, where do you get the product? Where do you get it? Because, of course, they don't tell you to reveal that in the beginning, which you should. And you say, oh, I sell it. And what happens to the other person? They think right away, oh, so that's why you were gushing all over the product, because you're selling it. So how do I get it? Well, you know, I have some in my purse, or here's the catalog, or, you know, go online and be sure to use my code. And what have you done? You've kind of wrecked it a little bit, right? It's kind of awkward. It's a little bit icky. Whereas if you had started the lunch in the first place and say, hey, you know what? I'll buy you lunch. Let me tell you why I want to buy lunch. Number one, I want to see you. But number two, I want to pay for it because I've gotten myself in this cool little business and we're marketing these products, this weight loss thing that has, you know, lost me 100 pounds or 20 pounds or 30 pounds. And I want to tell you all about it. And that's the reason I'm willing to pay. Would you listen to me and let me do my spiel and I'll buy you lunch and we could talk about everything else? How would that be? Would you feel offended and go, oh my God, I'm not going to lunch with you, you beast? You go with me, you're damn right. Every one of you would come. And so you've just done the thing. And then we said, well, because tell me about this thing. I want to see all about it. You know, blah, blah, blah. Give me your pitch. And you tell them the pitch and she might say yes or no. But who cares? You see, there's no more awkwardness because you've been up front. You need to learn how to do this. And if there's, you know, if they just tell you you're sharing, then you're not going to do any of that. That's right. Makes it very stressful. So if somebody says, so what do? How about we get paying customers? Would that work for you guys? How many of you could actually mouth those words? Yeah, we get paying customers in our business. That's what we do. Lots of ways to get those customers. Can we say this? Yep. Oh, everybody'd go to lunch because you'd be so upfront. We can totally catch up, but I'll tell you all about this crazy business I'm in, and I'll tell you what I've got and how I got skinny, and then you tell me if you love it or if you know anyone. So you get paying customers. That is your job. And the way to do that is there are fun ways to do it. Online, offline. That's what I do. That's why I started my first company. They hauled me on stage because they couldn't believe anybody had sold, I think, $80,000 or $90,000 worth of water filters, maybe $65,000 worth, without any recruits because I didn't know you should recruit, see? All right, so that's the story with this. Do you agree? No more pretending it's easy. No more stealing greatness from our people and our industry. And no more white lies. Do you agree with this? Because you really, I don't care what you do after this, you've got to be part of the movement to make network marketing great again. And we can't do this unless we get rid of this nonsense. Okay? Hey there, excited you're here. This is Kim Claver, and I'm really excited to get you the rest of these if you like this so far. I mean, to make network marketing great again, we got to get rid of the myths that are keeping people down, right? So here's what's going to happen. You can get the rest of this at poorhousemyths.com. poorhousemyths.com. And you'll be able to sign up and register and get the whole webinar on the house. Plus, of course, how to turn things around so we can make network marketing great again for you and for other people who have been held back by these silly myths that keep people in the poorhouse. Okay? This is Kim Claver. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.